The Catholic Church here in the United States has a long tradition of educating children in our own schools. Although the Ursuline Academy in New Orleans was founded in 1727 and still operates today, by and large, the strength of the Catholic school system in the United States is the building of parish schools and high schools, not for the wealthy, but for the average family and child in the pew. And our system can be attributed to the hard work of St. Elizabeth Seton and St. John Neumann. Catholic education should be about the teaching of the faith, and a key distinction should be the imparting of wisdom. In the most basic of terms, education with humility leads to wisdom. Without humility, it leads to arrogance. And arrogance is just not something found in the secular arena. It is found in the church, in the hierarchy. And thus we have to be very careful that we help form people together to grow in grace and wisdom. With the passage of the Referendum 90 in the state of Washington, there's an additional challenge for children and families trying to educate their sons and daughters in the public school system. Thus, we must work together to grow in grace and wisdom. This morning's readings highlight the importance and necessity of wisdom as we seek to follow God with greater fidelity. And in our first reading, we hear from the Book of Wisdom. Scripture scholars tell us that the Book of Wisdom was written in the first century B.C., Its author encouraged the Jewish audience in Alexandria to seek wisdom because the proper end of all learning is moral living. Thus, a few comments first about wisdom. Wisdom, if you'll notice, is presented as a woman because in both Hebrew and Greek, wisdom is a feminine noun. And although the Jewish word, the Hebrew word, doesn't fall much into our vocabulary today, Sophie does. If education does not make us wise, we are no better than if we remain stupid. Furthermore, education is not opposed to faith, but in fact, education is a necessary partner of faith. I wonder how many students and parents view going to college specifically as a path to wisdom, or rather, is it a path to get ahead? The end result, then, is education without conscience, where religious belief is dismissed as judgmental and ignorant. And this can take place even in so-called religious institutions of higher education. I remember one retreat director remarked to us, "The road to wisdom is the coming together of learning and faith, but it is traveled by very few. It's no wonder that we suffer the dearth of wise ones to serve as leaders and advisors, people who are men and women of conviction and moral clarity. Wisdom waits for us, and those who seek her are guaranteed her companionship. The word education comes from a Latin word meaning to lead forth or to raise up, and thus true education leads to wisdom." Which leads to our gospel this morning. It is an allegory about vigilance that is required for us as we wait for Jesus Christ. Scripture scholars tell us that this passage from St. Matthew is what is called an illustrative story. That is, it is a parable where there are two kinds of behavior that are presented in order that the listener comes to the wisdom of knowing which one he or she is. We see this in the parable of the prodigal son. Which son are we in this gospel story from Luke? But in this particular passage today from St. Matthew's gospel, the identification deals with two groups of bridesmaids. Some are wise and others are foolish, waiting for the bridegroom to arrive. The contrast is clear. One group takes seriously the responsibility of being prepared. The other does not. Again, scripture scholars tell us that the translation of the Greek word lampa is not accurate. It's not like one of those tiki torches that one puts in the backyard to heighten the ambiance of a Friday night barbecue. These are those torches that you might see in the Frankenstein movies, where the village people come together with wooden poles soaked in rags with oil. Now, typically, they would burn for about 15 minutes before they had to be doused with other oil. And since the exact time of the bridegroom's arrival was uncertain, the wise bridesmaids bring a torch ready to be lit, but with a flask that has additional oil so they can douse the rags in case there is a delay. Now, marriage today can be very complicated, but at the time of Jesus, again, scholars tell us sometimes the bride and groom did not meet until the very day of the wedding. Sometimes they were from different villages to make sure there wasn't inbreeding. There was a fight over the dowry, so thus the groom may be delayed as there's negotiation with the bride's family. The family would travel together, including the lychee relatives, going for a reception. They would travel on paths that could be beset by robbers, and thus the torches were necessary not only to protect them from robbers, but also because, remember, farm animals traveled those same paths and left their gifts, and wearing sandals made it even worse. So all of this is the context in which Jesus is speaking about, thus the importance of being prepared. Now, the request of the bridesmaids who did not bring extra oil shows their foolishness. If the wise had shared their oil, then everyone would be in the dark by the time the bridegroom arrived. The advice of the wise is the most sensible recourse under the circumstances. And what St. Matthew means here is that one community's preparation cannot be transferred to another. Each has to be responsible. No one can do it for them. And this is a message we need to hear at a time when we have the so-called helicopter or bulldozer parents raising what they call the snowflakes. In the Old Testament, oil and light are symbols for good works, and one cannot receive credit for the good done by another. Now, what does this all have to do with us today in Spokane, Washington, and those watching in various parts of the country? The image is a group, a community, that holds high torches of flame with hope. And what is hope? It is reality grounded in faith. These are difficult times in which we live in, for many reasons. But we know that Christ is with us. Know that I am with you to the end of the age. So again, we must have hope. And you and I are called, even during these uncertain times in which we live, to speak, live, and teach the truths of Jesus Christ in charity and humility. We need the Mass, the Eucharist, to replenish our lamps. And it is a great source of strength for me to look out here every Sunday morning at the 9 o'clock Mass and to see so many of you. Our oil can run out through neglect, when we don't replenish our spiritual lives, when we go through the motions, and then a crisis comes and we are not prepared. If we think about it, we were filled with oil at our baptism, at our confirmation, in marriage, at ordination. But then as time goes on, something always seems to come up that takes our attention, that prevents us from praying, especially the sacraments of reconciliation. It takes humility to go to confession. Again, priests and bishops, we don't forgive ourselves. We too must go to confession. But when we're humble, we will grow in wisdom. And this is a time when we need wisdom more than ever. You know, there's some things we cannot borrow from others. We cannot borrow someone else's faith. We cannot borrow someone's good works. We cannot borrow someone's grace or their spirituality. Now, we can blame the world for many things, but not the state of our soul. Are we prepared? November is a time to think about our death, not to be morbid, but to be wise and to focus on what is really important. Do you ever wonder what our obituaries will read? To whom were we truly faithful? How did we use the gifts that God had given to us? Could people rely on us? Were we a blessing or a burden to our church, our family, our community? Were we Catholic in our life or name only? Did we live in the freedom of Christ's grace, or were we enslaved by the fatal attractions of sin? What would we like the obituary to read? Now, this parable prepares us for the coming of Christ. In a few weeks, we'll enter into Advent, a time of making straight the way of the Lord, a preparation for the birth of Christ. As we look back on our life, maybe some opportunities are forever gone, but we have other opportunities now to grow in God's grace and wisdom. None of us knows when the Lord will come to us, but the message for today's gospel is clear. Do not be arrogant. Do not be negligent. Do not be forgetful. Rather be humble, be wise, be prepared.